everyone. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. It's time for our afternoon wrap-up. All the market details coming up after this.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Invenergy is investing in Oklahoma. Having completed its first Oklahoma project in 2006, Invenergy has continued supporting our rural communities by volunteering, donating to local organizations, and sponsoring local events. In addition to the $400 million Invenergy invests annually in project communities, Invenergy developed and operated energy facilities, provide jobs, tax revenues, landowner payments, and other sources of local economic development. Invenergy is committed to Oklahoma.
For our afternoon wrap-up today, let's check in with Bob Rodenberger, Stockman's Livestock Auction in Apache. Bob, how'd everything look this week in the cattle market runs?
Started out the first week pretty much with just steady volume. I mean, nothing excessive, but the market started out pretty much steady the first part of the week. Calf market, I called fully steady. Still strong demand on these calves weighing under 650 pounds. Feeder cattle the week before we'd seen cheaper, but we've seen pretty good demand the first part of the week. And on the front end, the cattle will be fully steady, maybe a pinch higher. And then on the balance of the cattle, I'd say pretty much steady. I mean, the rest of the week, we've seen better demand, a little more optimism you could feel in the bidding. But they're quoting the market $2 to $8 higher around. But basically what I've seen just sitting in the auctions, I'd call it steady still, because your good cattle is what's leading the market. And your just what I call our commodity cattle, they're fully steady to a little stronger. Still a good market for everybody. I mean, these calves, these people are selling. I mean, we're seeing some new crop calves, and they'll be $10 to $15 back of these long wean calves. But, I mean, we're still selling 5 to 6 weight unwean calves in the high 270. And, I mean, you know, if you're selling a calf off a cow right now at 270, you know, a 550 weight calf, that's $1,500. That's a pretty good return. In general, it looks like the wheat's starting to play out. We're going to see some of these big cattle come to town here in the next 2 weeks, driving around the country. This wheat's already starting to head out in these hot days, and this wind is turning it pretty quick. But in general, overall, the market's still good.
Once again, that's Bob Rodenberger, Stockman's Livestock Auction in Apache. That's a wrap of our afternoon agricultural news and markets. I'm Casey Shepherd for Oklahoma Farm Report.